Laurie and welcome to Heartbeat. At the beginning of the year, we often talk about New Year's resolutions. We talk about the goals that we have for the year. We talk about things that we want to achieve. As a Christian, Easter Sunday is our New Year's Day. It's the day that we can have a new you, our new self, where we can put on our new self. And the difference between New Year's Day and Easter Sunday is that New Year's Day are things that we do ourselves. It's all in our own effort. We put the goals forward. We have things we want to achieve. But for Easter Sunday, it's all been done for us. Jesus Christ has died and he has risen in victory so that we can spend eternity with him. We can put on a new self. We can start anew because of Christ's love that he has for us. Because when we didn't deserve it, he died for us. So Easter Sunday is the time that we can begin again. Easter Sunday is when we can put on the new self with Christ. The Apostle Paul, in his book of Colossians, he talks about the new life of Christ. If you go to your Bible, it says at the beginning of chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3, often there's titles in the Bible, and this title says, the new life in Christ. And if we start at verse 1, it says this, so if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Now, this first verse is how Christ has overcome death. By rising from the dead, he now has victory over death. And it means that we can spend eternity with him. And when we become to know that more, when we come to know that more, when we get a deeper understanding as we go through life and we ask God to come into our lives more, then what it does is it causes us to want to change our lives to honor God with the way that we live our life. And that's where we can put on the new self. Now, Paul continues, I want to share some things. He continues about the old self that we can put off, the sinful self that we all have. He says in verse 5, he says, put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly, fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. And then he continues in verse 8, he says, but now you must get rid of all such things, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourselves with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. So what does that mean? What it means is all the sinful ways that we have in our lives, lying, cheating, anger, Paul says here, put it off. That's the old way of living. But now as we come to know Christ more in our lives, we want to put on the new self. We want to put on the virtues of Christ that he has shared with us. And Paul tells us what those things are. He says in verse 12, he says, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. So you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. So we're putting off the old self, the sinful parts of us, and as we come to know God more, we want to put on the virtues of Christ. We want to put on the new self. And those are the things that I shared then. Those are compassionate hearts. That is kindness, humility, patience, it's forgiveness, but above all, it's putting on love. So on this Easter Sunday, as we have the knowledge that Christ has died and risen from the dead and overcome all our sin, as we come to know that more and we come to know the gravity of what that means for us, then we can't help but have our hearts transformed to be more like Christ, to be people of compassion and love and kindness and humility. So I pray today, this Easter, that you can put on the new self, the new you, and that you would come to know the deep love that God has for you. Why don't you join me now in prayer wherever you are around the world? Let's pray all together that we would come to know and understand more the love that God has for us this Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I thank you for the victory that you have won on the cross. Lord, I pray that this Easter we would come to understand you just that bit more, that you would deposit your love and your grace in our hearts, and we would come to understand you more and more. Would you help us to put off the old self, to take it off, Lord God, and to put on the new self of love, of compassion, of kindness, of forgiveness. Lord, would you help us to put that on every day? We thank you that with you, we can journey and continue to put the new self on with you each day. I thank you for your love and your grace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.